It is described as the largest financial crime in Iraq's history. An estimated $2.5 billion stolen from the finance ministry. Investigators say government insiders colluded with a state-owned bank and five private companies, cashing hundreds of illegal checks since September last year.
The fact that this continued for a year without being uncovered, without anybody sort of being held to account at the time, shows that the people involved have, number one, political backing, and number two, that the collusion occurs at the highest level. I think the new government has to establish its credibility, and one of these ways it's going to try to do to win public support is to go after corruption.
It comes at a sensitive time for the new prime minister. Mohammed al-Sudani took office less than a week ago. He's promised the case is a priority, and the looting of public funds will no longer go unchecked. But Iraqis say this likely represents a small fraction of what has gone on for years.
Despite the fact that the scandal is so big, no one here really seems that surprised by it. And that's because this kind of high stakes, high level financial corruption in Iraq is an open secret.
One of the largest oil producing countries remains home to some of the world's poorest communities. In Baghdad's most densely populated neighborhood, Iraqis say corrupt politicians may have survived wars and protests, but their leader, Muqtada al-Sadr, is setting the stage for justice. His political bloc is no longer in parliament, but his street power remains intact, fueled by public anger.
There is no future. Whether you are educated or not, young people have no ambition. We all have empty pockets. I want to get married, but I don't have the ability. If I get married and have children, how will I take care of them and raise them?
Iraq's working class say the elite line their own pockets and only Sadr cares about the poor. His supporters were among the first to join protests in the past and say it is not if, but when they march on the government again. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.